I'm recognizing that in Martin McGuinness there is a man with the ability and with the skills and indeed with the charisma to, I think, reach out to the people of the 26 counties in a way which I am convinced will offer them hope at a time when there is not much hope, because economically both sides of the border are in a shape that is not just as good as we would like it. And there are lots of people, I think, when they listen to what Martin has got to say, he's going to appeal to people of all ages and indeed people at all stages on the social ladder.
He's going to have to answer a lot of questions about his past. Do you think he should come out and tell us a lot more about his past?
Well, now, you know, I think you have to listen to what Martin is currently saying. He is stepping outside of the comfort zone that he has, and we have to recognise we all have comfort zones, and it takes courage to step outside and expose yourself to something completely different. And I think when we look at Martin McGuinness, compare him today with the person that he is perceived by so many to have been in the past. My goodness, it's the difference between night and day, and amazing changes have taken place within Martin McGuinness's life, and indeed his vocabulary is becoming very inclusive. And last night he was expressing concern for the grieving relatives of British Army soldiers and of RUC officers and of UDR soldiers. Now that was groundbreaking, and I think people who want to give him a hard time in the media have to recognise how he is now speaking and the way in which he's wanting to reach out to embrace people.